This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. In my last podcast, I introduced you to Will McDonald, a fictional character from a story I had a hand in writing titled Bloodlines. Will was the grandfather of one of Bloodline's main characters, Sam McDonald. Will was a willful, rebellious man who did some dastardly things, things which I really don't wish to focus on here. Sam's grandpa Will opened the way for what Sam called the strand of evil that he says entered our family line. But Sam's grandma, Nikitcha Kamey, manifested Christ in ways that no one would ever expect from a young woman born to the chief of a Shawnee tribe. Sam, the storyteller, says it best. He writes, "The ill-fated entwining of these two souls entangled our family bloodline in the discordant strands of evil and grace." But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me tell you how these two souls came to meet. After stealing his father's long knife and lying to his cousin, Colonel Angus MacDonald, Will followed Angus into the Kentucky frontier, a land known as that dark and bloody ground. That's what it was called back then. Kentucky, or Kentucky, as the natives called it, was a land that served primarily as a game reserve for the Shawnee in the north and the Cherokee in the south. Neither made their homes there, but rather came there to hunt. Sometimes they would clash and blood would be spilled. And when the frontiersmen made their way across the Appalachians, that ground became even more contested, and more blood was spilled. This was the ground where the lives of Will and Nikki McDonald intersected. Frontiersman Will had, for some reason, saved the life of the young Shawnee, Tecumseh. Sam would say that it was a providential moment in his own family line. It was unexplainable, really, but it happened. Will had no friendship or relationship with the young man at the time. He just reacted in the moment, shooting and shattering the handle of a tomahawk out of the hand of Tecumseh's assailant, just as the blow was about to be made. He saved Tecumseh's life. As a gift of gratitude, Tecumseh's father, Shawnee Chief Puxin Wah, gave his daughter, Nikitcha Kamey, to Will in marriage. Nikki, as she came to be known, was only 15 years old at the time. But the frontier called Will, and he couldn't let marriage tie him down. With Will often gone for months at a time, Nikki did her best to adjust to life without him. The two had settled in the new community of Lexington, Kentucky, though Will rarely showed his face. And Nikki, affable, friendly, warm, and kind-hearted, soon gained favor with her neighbors. 6 years after Will and Nikki became husband and wife, Lexington welcomed a visitor to their town. Francis Asbury, that tireless Methodist circuit rider, rode in, ready to bring the gospel message to the lost of Lexington. At the suggestion of two friends, Nikki attended the camp meetings. There, for the first time, she heard the story of the Savior, the Son of God, who had left heaven, become flesh and blood, and offered up his life as a ransom, a payment for sin. Well, Nikki jumped out of her seat and ran, full out, her coal-black hair whipping behind her, to the front of the gathering and threw herself on the ground in front of Asbury. And it's no wonder. Asbury walked under a powerful heavenly anointing. His preaching held his listeners in his grip. His biographer, Ezra Tipple, characterized Asbury this way. Under the rush of his utterance, people sprang to their feet as if summoned to the judgment bar of God. Well, Nikki never looked back. She gave her all, spirit, soul, and body, to the service of her Savior. There's much more to her story, and in due course I'll share some of it with you. I failed to mention one key fact. A year before Asbury came to town, Nikki gave birth to the only child she would bear. Will was there. He named his son Eli, after his great-grandfather. We'll hear some of Eli's story next. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.